Call the roll.
No, not yet.
We don't have a quorum, but we are going to start. But while we are waiting for maybe one more member, may I say that this could be our very last committee hearing of 2010. And no, you can't. But I reminded Mr. Cogdell, he's had the pleasure of working with me for quite a few years, all 6 years as budget.
Is that for Pavley or budget?
Both, thank you. But I think, despite what you may think about the day-to-day operations of this committee, I think you would all agree that we deserve to give a round of applause to some of our hardworking consultants and staff.
Absolutely.
And let us go over their names.
All right. Oh,
Chief Consultant Bill Craven. Dennis O'Connor, our water guru. All things water.
And song and dance man.
Marie Lou, consultant.
Yay, Marie.
Stephen McCarthy, Republican consultant.
Yay.
How come they got more applause than the Democrats? Wait a minute.
I do more work. We borrowed his analysis.
Catherine Moore, our science fellow for the year in the back. And Patty Hansen, our committee assistant, who keeps us honest and records all the actions of this committee. So we're ready, and let's establish a quorum now that Senator Lowenthal decided to join us.
Senators Pavley,
here.
I showed up. I didn't know about this.
Cogdell?
Here.
Hollingsworth? Huff? Kehoe?
Here.
Lowenthal?
Whatever he is.
Padilla? Simidian? Welk?
Here.
It's a tough committee.
It is.
Good
sounds
luck.
Like it. Thank you, Madam Chair. First, just a side note, as a past staffer here and as a member, I do know one thing that you just did, Madam Chair, and that is guaranteed there will be two more hearings of this committee before midnight. It always happens when you say thank you to the staff that somehow we'll all find ourselves in this room somewhere before midnight again tomorrow night. So we'll all see you again then.
No vote.
Madam Chair, this first and foremost, we do want to say that we will acknowledge the issue of directional drilling raised here in the analysis and offer a letter to the Senate Daily Journal as clarification on the floor. We do have copies of the letter that we will pass out. If we could have the sergeants pass this out to the members. There are also three technical amendments listed in the third comma of the analysis. I understand there may be issues addressed in the committee bill next year.
Correct.
And that's the goal of this particular measure, obviously, is to now simplify to require an operator of an oil or gas well to provide the surface right owner with a 10-day written notice and legal documentation of the intent to enter surface owner's property for the purpose of extraction of underlying oil, gas, and minerals. The goal of this, obviously, is that the service right owner should be notified. This stems from the fact that, and Senator Cogdale will attest to this, in the Valley we see more and more oil drilling on our farmland. Nothing wrong with that. But the issue simply is if indeed there is something that occurs that everyone, you know, be on the same page. And I do know, at least in my district, this has happened with owner Fred Starr and good, strong farmer and oil companies, good, strong oil companies trying to both do this the right thing, but sometimes things aren't clarified and we've run into problems. So this bill was an attempt to...
And a real problem that is occurring.
Exactly, now. Exactly. And so with the recent amendments, we have all the opposition that is removed, and we would ask for an aye vote.
And this includes directional drillings like slant drilling?
Yes, slant drilling,
okay,
exactly.
Got it. Anyone here wishing to speak in favor of the bill? Anyone present wishing to oppose the bill or raise concerns at this time?
Move the bill.
Very good. It's been moved by Senator Kehoe. Are there any questions by members of this committee? And the technical issues that are technical in nature are listed on page 2, and this committee will be addressing those next year, and the author is fully cognizant of that and has agreed. All right. Roll call vote, and this would be due pass to the floor?
Assembly amendments to be are concurred in.
Oh, we're okay. The motion would be to concur with assembly amendments.
Senators Pavli?
Aye.
Pavli, aye. Cogdill?
Aye.
Cogdill, aye. Hollingsworth? Huff? Kehoe?
Aye.
Kehoe, aye. Lowenthal?
Aye.
Lowenthal, aye. Padilla? Semidian? Wolk?
Aye.
Wolk, aye.
That's five. Do you want to hold the roll?
Your bill is out. We'll go ahead and close the roll. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Members, see you tomorrow night.
Spay and neuter. Sorry.